Hello, welcome to Pressure Drop, the program about the business of weather. Hello, this is Ian Harper, and today I'm speaking to Dr. David Parsons, the Director Emeritus of Oklahoma University School of Meteorology, about his role as a founder member of the Global Weather Enterprise Forum. Welcome, David.
Hello, Ian, and thank you for this interview.
Right. Well, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you fit into the Global Weather Enterprise.
Okay. Well, currently I'm a professor at the University of Oklahoma School of Meteorology, and the school is the largest atmospheric science program in the country. We have over 300 students, and it's one of the largest ones in the world. Prior to this, I was a researcher at the National Center for Atmospheric Research, NCAR, in Boulder. There, I was involved in supporting instrument development and field campaigns for the U.S. academic community. So my position on the forum is as a member of the academic community, but I also do have some experience with the public sector in the international forum. For example, while I was at NCAR, I spent significant time as a scientific visitor at Meteo France and also at the joint program between University of Reading and the Met Office, and spent several years in the World Meteorological Organization in their research division.
Thank you. Now, tell me, what role do you see the Global Weather Enterprise playing in meeting the needs of society, including the United Nations sustainability goals?
So one of the best references for this question, I think, is the World Economic Forum report that lists extreme weather, failure to adapt and mitigate climate change, natural disasters and water crises as the highest impact and most likely events to threaten society. So it's not surprising that the Global Weather Enterprise is at the forefront of helping to solve the most critical problems facing the world. And also related to that, weather and climate impact 12 of the 17 UN sustainability goals. 12 of those 17 are related to weather and climate. The world's changing rapidly, population's growing exponentially, the demographics are shifting, and the climate is changing. And right now, billions of people in low and middle income nations don't have access to state-of-the-art global weather forecast products.
In your view, why is cooperation between the public, private, and academic sectors important to help achieve these goals?
All three sectors and how they interrelate is critical. For example, in the academic sectors, typically the source of innovations that are the foundation for advancing weather observations and forecast models. The public sector has been the focus for global numerical weather prediction and for developing and issuing weather warnings. Typically, the private sector has been involved in refining observations and forecast information for specific users. But the relationship between the three sectors is changing rapidly. In particular, the role of the private sector. The private sector now is becoming a data provider. They're becoming increasingly involved in global numerical weather prediction, and leading academic scientists are gaining close connections to the private sector. So it's changed so much that examples can be found of all three sectors involved in the different components of the value chain that goes from observations to the utilization of weather forecast products.
Now let's take a look ahead. How do you see cooperation between the public, private, and academic sectors evolving in the future?
Well, I think these changes in the roles of the three sectors can be viewed as a threat or a potential great benefit to the global weather enterprise and society. And these are challenges that really need to be resolved. For example, as a researcher, observations by the private sector, having access to those can help further weather prediction and help those companies refine their techniques. And this kind of approach is important for maintaining or accelerating innovation. As the private sector becomes more involved in taking observations, running numerical models, global models, we've run into the problem of increased access of the low and middle income nations to these observational and forecast products. And meeting these challenges is going to require all the individuals and entities in the enterprise to adjust. And it was interesting, the first couple meetings of the forum, you had people from the academic sector, private sector, public sector. And, you know, there was a period of going through those first couple meetings of coming to understand and trust each other's perspectives. And I'm optimistic that these changes and how these different sectors can interrelate, I'm optimistic that this change can be met, and the presence of the World Bank, the World Meteorologic Organization, the hydromet equipment industry in developing this forum, and the organizing group that plays a role between the forum and these organizations, I think that we can come up with some energy to really change the enterprise for a benefit for everyone.
Staying with the forum for a minute, what do you think is the most immediate goal the Global Weather Enterprise Forum should strive to achieve?
I think the most immediate goal is to develop vision for the future in the face of the changing roles of the different sectors in the Global Weather Enterprise, and also given the importance of predicting extreme weather and the other impacts that I mentioned earlier. And I think this vision starts with changing how we educate and train atmospheric science, how we get a sustainable workforce in the developing world, and how data can be shared between the three sectors. And coming up with this vision is, I think, the most important immediate goal. We're doing that, and we're starting to come up with some implementation steps, such as how a global data exchange market to increase access of low and middle income nations to state-of-the-art weather products, to make private sector products available. And also we're working forward on some ideas on how we should change how we educate and train atmospheric scientists.
Looking more broadly now, what do you think is the most immediate goal the Global Weather Enterprise in general should strive to achieve?
I think probably one of the biggest challenges is understanding and improving the prediction of weather extremes, and doing this at ever increasing lead times so that usable forecasts go beyond, say, the 6 to 10 day medium range, but extend into the subseasonal and seasonal range. And coupled with this, since this is going to be probabilistic products, the need to change how we transmit this information to society and getting society to act on these knowledge. And I think that extending the lead time of usable forecasts into the subseasonal and seasonal range can have a big impact on the developing world to help mitigate the impacts of extremes, natural disasters, and climate change.
Well, thank you very much. That brings us nicely to the conclusion of this short interview. So thank you, Dr. Parsons.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.